All right, hello. Hello, Alterized Fleet that is staring at an answer block. It's me, your parasocial fireside host. What's up? Please clap. Thank you. Thank you, Mobius, for crying like a fangirl. Much appreciated. All righty, we'll give people a minute or two more to get going. AFK tax, that's a good idea. I never really thought about that. An AFK tax would be great. Actually, just thinking about it, there are definitely some rich goons who would just pay not to be kicked. Like, I know that was a total joke, but I'm now like, you know, I bet you we could get a little, no, it's not worth it. But you could totally milk some rich goons who would just pay for the right not to be kicked. That just sounds like a way to get around PAP requirements. Through a different means, though. Mumble questions tax? Think about how much money we would make from the mumble questions tax. That's a great suggestion. Mach 1, you're the best suggestion ever so far. Or Obsidian did it too, okay. I wonder if you guys both, did you guys both come up with that simultaneously? That's pretty close. Yeah, seriously. Tax suggestion tax. Now we're getting meta. Not reading the MOTD of the fleet tax. Every person in this alliance would go broke under that tax. AB or MWD tax. See, there we go. Right again. I definitely think Jim Gonzo and Bruce Graff did not copy each other. That's within 1 second of each other. The same suggestion. That's pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually realizing that. Think about how much money we're giving up by not implementing all these taxes, guys. We could be making a lot of tax by taxing you guys for failing to tackle. Can you tax us and give us things so we can say we get free things from the Alliance? Shads has just figured out how alliances work. Good job, Shads. Well done. Well done. Let's get into it. So yeah, there is a login event now. So if you guys are not collecting rewards, please go ahead and start collecting them and save that SP. You know, we are coming up to that time where the Swallows go to Capistrano's, the Lemmings run off the cliff, and our FCs reshuffle our doctrine. So is now a good time to have SP saved up. And so get it from this login event and then save it all for the whims of the FC team. Very useful information for you there. There's also PvP boosters on the market. They expire June 12th, so you can get one for armor or shield resistance, capacitor newt resistance, missile damage velocity and range, capacitor capacity, etc., etc., turret damage, all available through the 12th. So if you guys want to pick those up on the market and use them in fights in the upcoming times, go ahead and grab them. And by the way, guys, the nicest moment in Eve, I think, is when you had like the original doctrine and the doctrine comes back to it. That's when you know you're a vet. That's the true bitter vet time. Like, oh, Ravens again? Like that's the actual moment. And there are some of you who have been waiting for a very long time to go Maelstroms again, and it's not happening yet, but you never know. You never know when it will come back. Artie Max were great, but not anymore. Artie Baddens, man, that could possibly be a thing. Baltex have a world they can come back in, but we're not there yet. But doctrines do cycle in and out, and that is a good time to feel when they return.
You just need to bring back A and Ice.
Yeah, Apple, when he wrests control of the Alliance from me, it'll just be all Ogg-Navy issues.
The nail in the coffin of any doctrine discussion.
Yeah, the old ANIs when. Marshall Fleet when? We basically have that already. So, now. The time is now. And then we have a move up. It is immediately after Fireside. Is that correct, guys? All right, yeah, so Ermalin, move up. immediately after the fireside. So many of you have been asking for it, and now is the time to get your stuff moved. I also want to remind you, this is for you ice miners out there. Once again, we are asking you not to cherry pick ice belts. Please cycle them. This has not been a huge problem, but we have seen a little small uptick in it. So if you were within the sound of my voice, please cycle your ice belts. It helps the entire alliance. It helps everyone. And don't get in there and cherry pick them. Hasn't been a huge deal, but we've had a couple issues. So I'm just bringing it up. Wanted to let you guys know that I am headed on vacation. I will be out the next 3 weeks. We have a fabulous lineup of guest stars who will be hosting the fireside. So please be nice to them. I told them they can take questions and try to answer them as best as they can. So if you want to try to flummox them, they are allowed to say no to the questions, though. So I try to answer basically every question that I get, but don't be as mean to everyone else. Jim Gonzo, there has been some speculation that I will be at FanFest. I have not confirmed or denied. I promise you, if I do show up at FanFest, I will be wearing a sticker that says my name is, Michael Starcrusher, and I'm a member of Brave. It'll be something like that. Yeah. I will be Todd. Sapphire says Goblin's Fireside. If he wanted to host the Fireside, I think I would let him. I think that would just be, that's just the kind of chaos that would really give me pleasure. So if Goblin wants to guest host the Fireside, we will bring him on. Where does Asher go on vacation? He already lives in Florida. Dictator, this may surprise you, but wherever you live that is not surprising or special to you, it's probably cool to someone else. And it is not cool to you. And that's true for just about everywhere. There are people in Paris who are like, Eiffel Tower, seeing that every day, just some steel, boring. Whereas other people, it's like the goal of their life. I've read about this syndrome for the Japanese people who visit Paris, and I forget the exact name, but it's just like called Paris syndrome, basically. And it comes from mostly Japanese women who have idealized Paris their whole life, and they go there and they see what it's actually like. And if you've been to Paris, you know what I'm talking about. And then they are very disappointed that it's not just baguettes, romance, and poetry. And then they have to have psychological treatment, basically. Some of you are listing your frank opinions on Paris, and I will not confirm or deny them because we do have some French members, and I do not want to anger them, even if they do live in a place like Paris. Yeah, Durand, I think you basically have nailed it right there. All right, friends. So I think that's all for my announcements. If you have some questions, go ahead and throw them out. I will do my best to answer them. Internet Knight says, why am I stockpiling capital PPCs, presumably to build capitals? What are your feelings about Paris? I think it has already been summarized by Durand Sunsteel. More CAD move ops. I will let our guys know that you desire more CAD move ops. Mach 1 says Montreal equals heart. I visited Montreal. I went to the Grand Prix there. It was pretty nice. Full of French speakers, though. I don't know if you know that. That's the downside. When are goons going to complete Eve? I don't know exactly what that means, bitch forever. But if you mean like rotating around the whole map, we are not anywhere near that yet.
Is completing Eve not just moving to LoSec?
Yeah, that is when you move to LoSec, tell everyone on Reddit how great it is and never play again. Nina Blaze says, prediction for who we'll see on the Stanley Cup final. I am rooting for the Panthers, Nina, but I am hockey is definitely my weakest sport, so I cannot make informed predictions. Valentine Keepstar is the winning condition. That is a good point. Did you guys ever play, was it Age of Empires 2 with the Wonders, where you had to defend them for 1,000 years? So I think that's it. Let's see. Iolokin? Man, that's a rough one for me to say. I'm not sure how you say that, but Iolokin says, since you mentioned Grand Prix, Piastri or Norris World Championship this year? I would say of the two, Norris is definitely the more likely, but I don't think this year is set in stone at all. If you are on the edge of enjoying Formula One, this year looks to be one of those competitive, enjoyable years, not like 2023 when Verstappen won 23 races. So, yes, Ham Norris will be winning the World Drivers Championship in Formula One. You are correct. That is correct, Willow.
At least Verstappen took pole today.
Thank you for spoiling it for those who had not seen it yet. There you go. There is the pole information. I was going to watch that after this, but I won't have to now. I appreciate you, Apple.
You're welcome.
Terriel says, do you know if Kazimir is still planning to hold his shareholder meeting? I do not know that, Terriel. Probably. If you poke him, he will probably get to working on it. When are we going to destroy PH, says Remy. So I talk about this a lot, and let me just hit this thing that I mentioned a lot. PH, Pandemic Horde, is building a ton of treads. They're telling their guys to build treads. And to have any, and they're already ahead of us in treads and have been for the last 5 years. I mean, if you guys remember, we were basically knocked back into the Stone Age a little under 5 years ago, and we've been rebuilding. And I think we're getting close to parity, but certainly one area where they have more than us is dreads. And that is probably the most important ship in EVE Online right now. So I'm going to keep banging this drum, build dreads, have many of them, have them ready. I would like to fight them right now. We had a classic kick someone and getting themselves kicked. Good job, Lord Xander. Well done. The dread gap, indeed. Sharp Reeves says, building dreads to never use them. You know, that is a very cynical way of looking at it. Obviously, they want to use dreads. They only want to use it in their most favorable conditions. And obviously, Horde has a higher standard of what they will deploy, you know, into favorable conditions. But that's who we fight, and that's what we have to deal with. Vertical Supremacy, when? Yeah, the Naglfar is unfortunately not a great vessel right now, which is bad because it was not a great vessel for a very long time. It had its time in the sun for a little bit, and now it's gone. It's left again. Dreadnought Race was blamed for the starting of World War One, by the way, says Ramakaz. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can say specifically just the Dreadnought Race, but I certainly was a contributing factor to it. When the HMS Dreadnought debuted, it was so much better than any other previous warship that it made them all obsolete just by existing. So it really changed the face of naval warfare. Really interesting time in naval warfare. And it actually has interesting parallels to EVE. I'm going to do not a World War II history one, but World War I, so it's okay. But if you look at the way, you know, the Grand Fleet and the British Fleet, you know, dealt with each other in World War I, and basically the unwillingness to engage and how their one major engagement off Jutland happened essentially by accident when both sides had incorrect information, that it's so reminiscent of Titan fights in EVE. I always like reading about capital ship warfare in real life, because Titan fights in EVE are really similar and reminiscent of capital ship warfare when it was big gunships. So who's the Archduke in this scenario? I mean, I don't think Archduke Franz Ferdinand was a particularly important person. So it would be like if you know, the leader of some small alliance gets, you know, robbed and then starts a major war. That would be what would happen. You know, the Franz Ferdinand was probably, the actual scenario was actually the Casino War, because what happened there, and if you guys don't know the story, it's quite long and it's very amusing, but I'll give you the short version, is, and the short, it's hard to phrase this in an appropriate way. So there were two people in a alliance that was allied to Goons at the time, and they helped build one of the EVE casinos, and those two people then invited a member of the casino over to their real life home, and something happened that caused issues amongst them. Now, you know, what happened seems to be up for debate. And then the people who were allied with us in alliance stole money from the casino because they were mad about whatever happened in their home. And that was actually the start of the Casino War. No one knew it at the time. But then the casinos hired mercenaries to attack them. This was Space Monkeys Alliance. If you were around, if you're an old head, you might remember this. The Goon Squad, Theta Squad, deployed to fight the mercenaries. And we had gotten really good at counterbaiting drops and doing that kind of thing. And we we basically stopped them cold. And then the Space Monkeys Alliance, you know, leadership, the same ones who had the issue and stole the money, came to our head diplo at the time, Sion Kumatomo, and said, you know, we can handle this. We don't need goons here helping us, and made us leave their space and stop baiting. And as soon as they did, they started getting dropped on again and could not handle it. And that just encouraged and set off the start of the casino war, when they realized, wow, these mercenaries are doing, you know, really well. But I honestly believe that had they not, you know, forced Theta Squad to leave, then it would have probably never happened. It would have been much less likely. Mike, that hand pun was a little forced. Good try, though. Eve seems to simulate reality in a small event spirals into a major war. Yeah, I think that, honestly, like, as much as we sort of poo-poo the idea, there are a lot of, like, interesting parallels you can draw between Eve and real-life war. There's obviously some huge differences, but it is interesting how transferable some of the knowledge is. Seema already at work, okay. Yeah, a real-life clone bay would really change how war is handled. Just Mia says, how many dreads should everybody have? I would say as many as you can afford is, like, probably the non-joking answer. You know, one at least, but, you know, keep building them. It's something that we want to have many of. I would say that a good number is to have three on a character, and then, but go for multiple characters first. You know, if you can have two on one character, that's good, but having one on two characters is far better. Chad says, I'm hearing there have been more activity of blob stain action, but is that because the Russians no longer defend their space, or stained blobs are not as bad as it sounds? So, Chad, it's not that the Russians don't defend that space, it's that it is NPC space, there are NPC stations, so it's essentially more or less impossible to interdict that unless you want to just 24/7 bubble camp, and why would the Russians be doing that? So, yeah, they're just an NPC station, and they're just chilling there.
That's very important. Somebody saying dreadalts. Please have your main ready to be in a subcap ship and your capital in an alt. That would make everybody so much heavy.
Yeah, let me just and talk about that.
If you have a subcap, if you have an alt, you can fly subcaps on. The point there is not that Sniper Eagle 1 needs to be in a Roke. It's that Sniper Eagle 1 needs to not just be sitting in the dread fleet waiting for something to happen, not flying a subcap.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, like, a lot of time, you know, you want to get your kills on your main character, and so you get them in a dread, and then you just end up sitting in a dread, because dread fights just are, as you guys know, something that happens oftentimes spontaneously. You know, in the war up north where we went and fought with B2, the one that happened up there was, I like to call it, like, the let's have a baby to save the marriage Hail Mary. You know, their leadership was so burned out that they just forced a dread fight and didn't really tell anyone, because from their perspective, they're like, well, we're basically done. If we win, then we win. And if we lose, we're out of this quicker. So it was a fight that we were not prepared for, didn't really want at the time even, but if we were going to take it, we would have wanted to do it, you know, in a different way. So dread fights often happen at unexpected times. And the point is, if you're flying in a subcap, you're actively helping in every fight, and you can have your alt or your main waiting for that eventual dread fight. But having a situation where your main can only do one or the other and you don't have anything else is a lot less useful. Dread fence in depth. Let's workshop that one a little bit more, Rass or Greywalker. Dreads are a fleet and being thing. To some degree, Rambo, that's accurate. I wouldn't say entirely. I mean, certainly Titans and Supers are more so, but there is a lot of times where just them existing and being around or logged in has a pretty big effect on fights and what happens. So you're not wrong there. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Yes, a hot dog is a sandwich. Bruce Graf Petrov says, I know it's hard to generalize, but is the typical scenario with a cap plus sub cap fight that pilots who start on one side will stay there, or is there a lot of switching? So you mean, can a sub cap pilot switch to a cap mid fight? If that's the question, no, that is not super common, and it's something you should not rely on. Is cereal a soup? I would say no. Is pizza an open-faced sandwich? No. Is lasagna cake? No. Cake should be sweet. And by the way, British people, stop making sweet things savory, like pies. Come on. Get it together. Is schnitzel a steak? I don't know enough about schnitzel. Is pizza with pineapple even a pizza? Yeah, it's pizza with a topping. Do fish drink water? I don't think so. Do you prefer brisket or steak? I like a nice steak. Preferred Mexican food? Too spicy for me, Farrell. Are sharks more deadly than asteroids? On a year-to-year basis, yes. On the scale of the lifespan of the planet, no. You piss someone off so they invade us, pretty please, says Balin Kazadoom. I have a guess of what your fandom is there, Balin Kazadoom. But piss someone off so they invade us, pretty please. I think it's pretty clear over the last few years. So, you know, we talk about rebuilding, and you look at Horde, like, they had us down to one constellation, you know, up to our eyeballs in debt, and they couldn't finish it. And then they've had, you know, 5 years of having an advantage. And for 5 years, they've sat banging their chest and saying, why don't goons invade? Now, I believe that is for the average line member. Like, I think average line member presumes that, you know, all alliances make the same amount of money and are in the same position. But obviously, we were not. And the leadership of Horde know that. Like, it is clearly a strategy of theirs to, you know, never invade again. I have to presume that having such an advantage for 5 years and just sitting on it and not doing anything means that World War B and not being able to get 1DQ just shattered Gavin's confidence, because I can't think of any other reason not to do it. Certainly if I was in their position and I had 5 years of such a strong advantage, I would have done something with those 5 years other than just sit. And I do kind of hate these accusations that, you know, the big alliances are RMTing, because I don't generally think they're true. But sometimes when I sit here and think about having such a large advantage in E for 5 years and sitting on it and doing nothing with it, I wonder, what is the point? Like, what are you here for? Is it just to have your name on a map? Maybe it is. So although I don't like those accusations, sometimes I go, huh? Like, what were you doing? So piss someone off so they invade us, Balin Kazadoom. It's a great idea, but clearly they're not interested. Like, clearly, certainly at this point, they do not have the advantages that they've had a year ago or 2 years ago, or even more so 3 years ago, or even more so 4 years ago. You know, 5 years ago, we had lost all but one constellation. We were up to our eyeballs in debt. Like, you know, they had every advantage, and they never pressed it. So I don't think that they're going to be invading us anytime soon.
They even didn't press it when we started moving, because they thought we would go away again.
Yeah, that's a great point, Apple. I mean, we saw the leak from Gobbins saying, oh, we're not going to fight them and catch. We'll just retake it when they leave. I added the but it just seemed like he was just really high on his own parts, right? And if you needed more proof that this guy is not interested in fighting and just had his confidence broken, that it's right there. We're not going to fight him. I'm some Machiavellian mastermind, and we're just going to take the space back when they leave. And then they just let us take all these regions with no fight. And even on the move, where we are like, okay, we are super vulnerable. You know, we sat around planning this for weeks on how to deal with it. They did nothing, like nothing. So the odds of us being invaded in a serious way are relatively low. Just put it that way. If we want fun, we're going to have to make it for ourselves. And that's fine. We just need to get in the position where we can do that. So that's why I keep talking to you guys. Please build dreads. Please get alts. Get us in the place where we can do that, because we want to give that to you. They don't want to give it to their members. Ranadine Oramara says, what would you, the second thing to say, recommend to a person to the whole solve null thing, but not new to Eve, after please read and understand the blue fucking policy? I mean, that wouldn't be the first thing I would say. The first thing I would say is make people. The point of being out here in Null, in a big alliance, is to be social, to know people, to have connections. I mean, you can play Eve alone. It's very possible. So if you're here, take advantage of that. You know, make friends, or at least make acquaintances, learn the people you're flying with, you know, do that kind of thing. Go out and talk on comms. Put yourself in a slightly uncomfortable position where you don't know how, you know, pipe up and say, hey guys, what's up? You know, I'm new, right? I guarantee you won't get bit, right? People are really happy to talk to a person who's new to the alliance. So meet people, get to know them, and everything else will fall in place. You don't need anything else. Is Innit a threat in the West? I mean, if you mean to us, I don't think that they intend to invade us. And I think, you know, I think Shines has lots of plans, and certainly they could, but I don't think that's something we need to think about in the next month or so. Dictator Imperator says, the Dread Race reminds me of the Titan Race during the Rorqual era. Yeah, it is pretty similar, actually. It's pretty similar. And it's easier to get a Dread now than it was to get a Titan then. It was easy to get a Titan, but it was still more work. So please get Dreads, but get many of them. Eartoe Knight says, I don't care if it's mentioned a lot, returning Goon player here. Why did we end up moving out of Delve? So CCB made a lot of changes to solve Null, and Delve was basically no longer sustainable for us. It became too small because of the changes CCP made, and we moved, and essentially it's been a huge benefit. You know, since we moved, there have been a lot of opportunities open to us. There's a lot more space. It's been a real boon to us, but basically a CCP change kind of pushed us into something that we had already been discussing quite a bit. Can we be a SEMA fireside while you're on vacation? I don't know if SEMA would want to talk. It still smelled like Bob. We couldn't get the stink out of the couch cushions. Yeah. Do we expect more interesting fights soon, or just the same blocking things? I don't know what the same blocking thing means, but yeah, I think that there are more interesting times coming up ahead. If you guys saw the ping I put out a couple of days ago, you know, Horde has put up a Keepstar chain towards us so that they do not have to take regional. So they're anticipating something. So I certainly think that the odds of interesting action have gone up quite a bit in the last few weeks. Are we involved in faction warfare? I just wanted to give you the answer there. But you can't get involved. It's not something that we're deeply involved in, but we do have groups that are involved in faction warfare. Have you practiced your sword skills? Yeah. I've been working on it. I have to study the blade so I can be the goons who win. Chase, unfortunately, this sucked. So apparently there was a lot of desync in that system because people were commenting in local about how it was mispointed to. And we took screenshots, and it actually is pointed at the gate. But there was just some CCP stuff where it looked like it was pointed wrong. Unfortunately, for the comedy section, it is pointed correctly at the gate. The keeps that didn't drop. May your E Bushido shine in space. That is something we should end all meetings with. That is a great ending. Should we expect regional 49 TAC crossing fleets in the future? Yes, Mike Monster. Though we will still be doing those periodically. Shepard asked about expanding blob saves for Rorquals into MNC. It's mostly a range thing. Shepard kind of MNC is just probably too far away to do it. Lord Jason, I see your Magic the Gathering reference. All right, friends, looks like the questions are drying out, so I'm going to assume we've answered all of them. Thank you guys so much for showing up. I will be out of here in the next 3 weeks. We'll have some awesome guest speakers, and then I will see you on the next one. Have a good one, and see you later.
I'll put a ping out shortly. The fleet for Ermalin is on my main and will be in Op 7.